What's up, guys? Welcome to this week's episode of The Conservative Input. We're back with a... Hey, Stephen. We're back with another video, another episode. This is episode 15, should be. Yeah. And we've got a lot. Absolute metric tons. But I've got it all broken down. I've got it with bullet points that I can click that I've done them. It's going to be fantastic. So... first order of business is, Dave Chappelle got canceled this last week. Steven, did you hear about that?
Oh, wow.
Dave Chappelle getting canceled?
Wow, he got canceled for transphobia. Let's talk about this. I don't even know what was up, man.
So, in his most recent, I think, The Closer was his most recent kind of episode type or video type thing. His an act. I don't know what it's called. I'm a terrible person. I like watching comedy, but anyways, he said some things that some people interpreted as transphobic, and
yeah.
I mean, it's Dave Chappelle. Come on, this dude. He's funny. Okay, that's one thing. And he doesn't really care, uh-huh. You know?
He shouldn't,
because in comedy is all about just making people laugh, and it made people laugh. People love it. And that kind of brings us into the next thing, actually. So, white trans writer for Dear White People complained about Dave Chappelle, and he got a whole bunch of backlash because... you know, apparently, like, a writer for Dear White People, which is a primarily, like, black-casted show. I think it is an all-black cast. Uh-huh. And, you know, three trans workers at Netflix got fired for making a scene in an executive meeting. One employee, who is also trans, got fired for leaking information. And then, apparently, there's going to be a protest... 1,000 Netflix employees.
Oh my lord. I don't know. Dave Chappelle is a comedian. He got canceled for just one thing. That's like, what? It was just trying to be comedy. It's not like he was being serious.
Well, now that, I mean, that's all it takes. Well, see, the thing is he's doubled down on it. He was like, I'm canceled. I don't care. He says, I don't care about NBC, yeah. CBS, Twitter. I actually went to his Twitter account. He has not been on Twitter since 2012. At all, period.
For real?
Not once.
For real?
Yep.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. And it's really funny because, so, I guess Rotten Tomatoes has decided to go super woke because on Dave Chappelle's, I forget what they're called, man. Episode video specifically, they left a rating of 43% while the audience rated 96, which I think is absolutely hilarious. That means that people love it a lot more than Rotten Tomatoes is willing to give it credit. And then uh-huh. did you see the thing about the Fauci?
Oh yeah, the Fauci thing. Oh my gosh, a lot of people did not like the Fauci documentary. Like,
what did Rotten Tomatoes rate it again?
Okay, let's look it up. I want to share my screen. Like, let's just.
Yeah, look up the Rotten Tomatoes thing.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes, I'm pretty sure they'll have some facts. Let's see. Oh, yeah, let's search up.
Should be just on Fauci or something.
I could search it up. Fauci. Oh, yeah, the documentary about Fauci.
Let's see what they've rated it a 92.
92%.
Okay. So here you go. This is how you know. Rotten Tomatoes has rated them 92%, but the audience says 2%.
Yep. Wow. Such a stark contrast.
I know. At one point, they weren't letting audiences rate.
Really?
At all. They weren't letting them give ratings.
Wow, way to censor Fido's speech again.
And then,
like, this is idiotic, bro.
Yeah, and then, so we've got to be careful how we word this, because me and Mason read the community guidelines. This is kind of a spicy topic, so I just want to go ahead and preface this. If you have COVID, or if you're looking for a way to treat COVID, there are no treatments. What you need to do is you need to ask your doctor, okay? Steven, can you confirm people need to ask their doctor?
Yep, they do.
Okay,
their
doctor's
gonna help them out, man.
Yeah, after a lot of people know what's happened with Joe Rogan. Steven, you know what happened with Joe Rogan?
Wow, Joe Rogan.
So he was prescribed ivermectin from his doctor.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. So Joe Rogan actually had Sanjay Gupta. Do you know who Sanjay Gupta is?
Sanjay Gupta. I haven't even heard of the guy. From CNN?
Yeah, he is from CNN.
Neurosurgeon. He's the neurosurgeon.
Yeah, he's the medical professional that works at CNN. So he actually had Sanjay Gupta on the Joe Rogan Experience, and he's asking him, so like, why did they say that? Like, you know that's not true, right? He's like, yeah, I know that's not true. He's like, so why did they say that? Yeah.
Are you kidding? He just admitted. He lied.
And then Sanjay Gupta, he was like, I don't know why they said that. I don't know why. What are we doing, Steven?
So Sanjay Gupta literally just admitted that he lied again.
Yes. And then, so he asked them these questions and he said, yeah, well, it wasn't him lying. It was other CNN people. Other people at CNN lying. They're like, and he said to Sanjay, he was like, they're saying I took horse medicine. Like, what? Imagine the negative impact that alone had on people. Telling people that Joe Rogan took horse medicine and then seeing Joe Rogan get better.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, that probably, like, messed people up. So they went out and got horse medicine when they definitely should not have. So because Sanjay Gupta did not correct them, they could have led to the problem that they were calling Joe Rogan out on. But yeah, Sanjay Gupta did go back to CNN. Him and I don't even know his name talked about it, I guess. And they're like, but ivermectin is for ivermectin can be for horses, right? Sanjay Gupta was like, yes. Didn't clarify the statement at all. I think the biggest thing is with this. Is this shows how much the media has just kind of caved, I guess. I don't really know. It's weird. But we do have more. We have some stuff on the economy. The economy is terrible right now, for anybody that didn't know.
The Biden inflation.
Yeah. Did you see the jobs report?
No, hold on. Is that my... Okay. I'm going to say this, though. My liberal friend, he's, like, saying, oh, Biden helped to create 3 million new jobs.
Okay, so here's the thing. They can't even get their numbers straight.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard 3 million, 5 million. I've heard 4.5 million. I've heard 2 million. They can't get their numbers straight. Here's the thing. He has produced no jobs at all.
Compared to Trump.
No, I don't think he's produced a singular job. Uh-huh. I think all the jobs that he produced are jobs that were open because people were staying home.
Yes.
You know, and by the way, we still have 10.9 million jobs available in the United States. So,
yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to those jobs.
So, the September jobs report came out, 194,000 jobs. That's good, I guess. But
instead of the projected 500,000.
They were looking for a projected 500,000
number.
Yeah. But okay, so here's one thing. Here's one good thing. They were aiming for a 5.1% unemployment and they got a 4.8% unemployment. So there we go. 0.3%. I guess we have something to be happy about. Gas is at a 7-year high. Inflation is up. We have a terrible, terrible GDP. Like, our GDP dropped down to 1%, and it's, I don't even know. So, like, Jen Psaki, Kamisaki, She's been saying, you know, we're on the right track.
No, we're not.
Moving in the right direction. She's still saying that they're making 500,000 jobs a month, even though they are.
No, they're lying. Lying right now.
Yeah. So in
get her out. Get her out.
Get her out. So yeah, it's. And I might I'll look it up on here. So I know there's actually a website for Un Momento. Okay. Let's see here. Did you hear about the White House staff saying inflation is high class problems? Basically saying that the average American shouldn't worry about inflation whatsoever at all.
What? What do you mean?
That's I don't know, that's just silly to me. Because inflation does affect us. Because anybody who did not get a 5.4% raise basically got a pay cut last year.
That's just... Did you know that? I can't even believe what happened, honestly. Inflation is a high class problem. What about poor people? What about the middle class people that you claim to care about?
I've got no clue. I'm looking for this website that I like. Oh, Debt Counter. Debt Counter has it. USA. But yeah, I hate that they're trying to tell people to not worry about it. So, the U.S. national debt is $28,884,297,300,400,500,600,000. It's going up by the thousands. By the hundreds of thousands. So,
it's so terrible, bro. Come
yeah, our on. U.S. our U.S. federal tax revenue is hundreds of thousands, millions, billions, 3 trillion. So we'd have to chill out for a good 8-9 years almost. Yeah, 9 years not spending any money except for paying into our national debt, which is a no-go. But the one big thing is the U.S. gross domestic product is 22 trillion? Thousands, millions. Yeah, $22 trillion. And our debt per citizen, $3,748. Let's go here, and I'll actually bring this up so y'all can see this, because this is I love this website so much. Okay, so it's called the U.S. Debt Clock. It's got all this information here, and I'll show you.
U.S. Debt Clock.
I'll show you. Steve. Wow.
All right.
So as you can see, it's got a whole bunch of information. You can see the national debt, you can see the tax revenue, revenue per citizen, debt per citizen, state debt, local debt. It's pretty cool.
Honestly, what is this? Honestly, the debt clock is like, if it's rising up, if the debt is like rising up, then like, what the heck is this? What in the world is like happening here? Like, is... Like, it's probably a bad sign. Like, why are we increasing our taxes?
Why are we increasing taxes?
Yeah, exactly.
To try and pay for the debt and all the government spending.
But shouldn't we be, like, working to decrease taxes as much as possible?
Well, see, here's the thing. We'd have to decrease government spending in order to decrease taxes.
Yeah, that's why you gotta keep government spending to a minimum. Mm-hmm. Government spending can't be out of control, for God's sakes.
Exactly. And you know what's funny is a recent poll came out saying that I want to say 53%. Here we go. So this has to do with government and politics, but if we go to the beginning of this little slideshow here, we've got,
Not
so
surprising.
excellent, good, 36.4%. This is his lowest approval rating yet, okay, with a 61.3% disapproval. We've got, these are just the top 12 first ladies. Zogby poll is kind of silly, I guess. U.S. likely voters. So this is among likely voters. 44% approval rating, 54% disapproval rating.
Look at one person,
Here we go.
1.1% not sure.
Who do you
Wow.
trust more to grow the U.S. economy? People trust the Republican leaders to fund the U.S. military. Republican leaders. Situation in Afghanistan, Republican leaders. Every single answer is Republican leaders. Nobody trusts Biden. Direction in the 6 months, so the US economy, 41% say we're in the right direction, 39 say we're in on the wrong track. We are on the wrong track. The US and foreign policy, you can see those there.
Well, you said U.S. economy, like, wrong trick is like 39.6%, but
Yeah,
then the
we're on the wrong track right now.
right direction is like higher up, a bit higher than in the
Yeah, I
U.S.
know,
economy.
but we are on the wrong track.
Oh, seriously, these people are so dumb, honestly. They
Yeah.
can't if they can't see this, then like what's wrong with
So
them?
here's approval of Congress. Congress job performance, 29.7% approval of
Wow.
Congress's job. So yeah, and then we've got just basically the same stuff.
Dude, how are you getting all this information, bro?
It's
Like, come
big
on.
brain energy.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, what I guess what's next?
Knew it was a better idea to re-elect Donald Trump. I knew. I knew.
Right, so
Come on, bro.
Okay, so crime, supply chain, and shipping crisis forcing stores to close. So we see in our most western states, there's a lot of stores closing. There's a lot of empty shelves, and we're even starting to see it here, over on the East Coast. Where you? Yeah, you're on the East Coast. How? What are stores like there?
On the East Coast, like
Yeah.
if I go to the
Well,
supermarket.
like up there. I mean, I'm on the East Coast too, but.
I mean, stores in the East Coast like aren't too shabby. Like if I go, so but I have yet to see like stuff run out or something like
Okay, well,
that.
that's good.
I mean, I don't know, but some I think like some places they might have like things that run out. Like but I know that the supply chain overall in America is bad too.
Well, yeah, well, so here's the thing, and oh, it's really funny, because it has to do with the Southwest Airlines thing that happened, the Freedom Flu, woo. Everybody was like, it's not the vaccine mandates. I'm like, who did you ask to see if it's not the vaccine mandates? People were like, oh, there's not really vaccine mandates. Well, Southwest Airlines is a federal contractor, so they have to follow vaccine requirements set by Biden. But you're like, who said that there isn't a vaccine mandate, or it wasn't because of the vaccine mandates? And they'll be like, oh, it was Jen Psaki. I'm like, you think Jen Psaki's out there, protesting, not going to work because of them? She
Wow,
doesn't
yeah.
know why they're not at work.
Jen Psaki's she's lying as usual.
She's big liar, big liar.
And big flip-upper. Circle back. That's
Yeah.
why she's always gonna be called Circle Back Jen.
Yep. Circle back, Saki. Kamisaki.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
Pravda
I'm gonna have to
Saki.
circle back. Yeah, I'm gonna have to circle back on this one. I'm gonna have to ask, like, lady, you get paid way too much.
She does.
Resign.
All politicians get paid way too much. But okay, so the next big thing, which has to do with the supply chain because of his job working for the government, Pete Buttigieg takes 2 months off for paternity leave. First of all, you
Pete
don't need 2 months
Buttigieg,
in
he's
paternity leave. And
irrelevant.
people and you know Matt Walsh is getting a whole bunch of hate because of this, because they're like, why? He of course he needs paternity leave. He has to spend time with the child, and Matt Walsh is like, what is he gonna do with the child? you know, maybe a couple weeks, but 2 months, that's ridiculous. A lot of bonding between the child and father happens a little bit later in life. And they're like, so you rather the wife be alone? And
Yeah, honestly,
I think,
dude.
and I know he's gay, but that's what they're saying. So they're like, Matt doesn't care about women. And one of the biggest things Matt says is like, of course I do, but you know, how am I supposed to provide if I'm not at work? You know?
I honestly think Pete Buttigieg is like irrelevant.
He is. He is. Like, so he took 2 months paternity leave, okay? And his job has to do with, you know, the supply lines, you know? No one noticed. Not a single person noticed or even cared.
Yeah.
That's how unessential that job is. We hire way too many people in our
Yeah,
government
unqualified people, bro.
for
Way
no
too many.
reason at all. So,
Yep. I don't even know what to say to this, to be honest.
pretty big news. We're seeing a lot of states kind of flip, actually. So, in Iowa House district that's been held by Dems for the past 46 years went red. Can you believe that?
What?
Yeah. And
What? Mitch
then
McConnell?
nah.
Really?
And in Virginia, a state that's been blue for the past 12 years, the GOP is on track to win lieutenant governor, attorney general, and possibly recapture the general assembly in that state.
Wow, yes. Hopefully those were.
We're going to be seeing a massive red wave in 2022. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah, me too, yeah. Hopefully those aren't rhinos, though. I don't like rhinos either. I don't like rhinos just as much as the Democrats.
Yeah, speaking
But
of
hopefully.
rhinos, speaking of rhinos,
What up?
did you see what Mitch McConnell did?
Oh, when he said he voted to raise the debt ceiling, getting 10 other Republicans with him.
Yeah.
Dang, McConnell. Let's talk about that.
How much did he raise it by, do you know? Or
Mitch
how much did
McConnell?
they vote to raise it by? Because I think
That's a good question.
wasn't it like a 61 to 38 vote? 38 nay, 61 yay? I don't know.
Debt
I'll
ceiling.
look it up. Hold up.
Debt ceiling vote. Actually, like, how much? How?
Whoops.
How much
Debt.
did we vote by? That was like, wasn't it like, let's see. Wait, is it 50 to
Okay,
48?
voters of wait, Senate votes to extend debt ceiling through early December. When was this? That was October 8th. Okay, here's one. So this is from CNN Politics, but you know, vote to vote. Senate voted 50 to 48. Oh, I did not realize to extend the nation's debt limit through early December after Democrats and Republicans reached a deal to avert economic disaster following the weeks of partisan deadlock over the issue. The House will have to approve the extension before it can be sent to President Joe Biden for a signature. It's gonna happen. I'm calling it. House Majority Leader Stoney Hoyer said late Thursday that the House will convene on Tuesday to vote on the bill. So yeah.
Let's talk about, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know what you gotta say about this, raising the debt ceiling.
So here's the thing. Raising the debt ceiling, I don't want to, just because I think we've spent enough. You know? We don't need to spend any more money. We need to figure out where our money is going, scale that back a lot, and then look to spend money some other places if we need to.
Good, yeah.
But you know, 3.5 trillion, 1 tr or 1 trillion, 3.5 trillion here, 1 trillion there. It adds up, and they're talking about adding another. I think it said Yeah, it actually says here 480 billion. Right here. But it's 480 billion isn't gonna change the fact that we're putting $2 trillion bills in place. I mean, it's not gonna do much. So we're just gonna have to raise it again and raise it again and raise it again. We need to not raise the debt limit, and we need to try to not spend that much. You know what I mean?
So honestly, this is just my head's about to be
It's
drilled.
giving you a headache, a brain blast.
Yes, to be honest with you, I'm just like kind of cringing. Like, I don't know why McConnell has to. I feel like McConnell, in a way, he's kind of betrayed America.
Well, it's he's looking to stay in. I don't know. And we've seen a lot of politicians do this. They've always done it. They've always switched. And it's not something really we can account for, so we just need to recognize when it's going to happen and try and get those people out of office as soon as possible. I do see it changing here soon, maybe. I don't know. But that's beside the point, I guess. We do have a lot that came out on DC. Washington, DC applied for a voting member in the House of Reps. SCOTUS denied. Do you know why DC wants to be a state so bad?
I actually don't know.
So DC is primarily liberal. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can
You
look up the
wanna.
DC
But it's a
political makeup.
city. DC is a city, though. Like, come on.
And it's I don't even know if it's a city.
District of Columbia, that's like one district. Why you gotta
It's
be like.
I think it counts as a district,
Yeah.
to
But
be
why you gotta
honest.
be a state, though? That's what I don't understand.
Very weird.
That's what I don't understand, though. It's like, okay, your city is like, isn't that supposed to be good enough for you? Like, come on, man.
So
Come
we've got it
on,
broken down,
man.
but that's not languages. I'm underneath the language section and they broke it down by race. Come on now. Okay, religious affiliation, mostly Christian. They are not. Are they not looking? Okay, all right. I'm looking for political parties in Washington, D.C. No, that's Ballotpedia. That's for voting. But yeah, so the reason why they want to be a state is because they are primarily, Democrats. And they know that if they become a state, that's three seats in the Electoral College that they get.
Yeah.
Three seats is enough. And it's the same reason why they want to win California, New York, and Texas. They really want to win Texas. They really want to start winning Texas.
We can't let DC do that. The Washington DC, those elitists, like, we can't let them control us, bro. I don't wanna allow it, bro. Like, come on.
And I feel like eventually, it's gonna get to the point, because it already is, in Virginia, okay, 12 years it's been ran by Dems, okay, and then we've got, what was the city? What was the city? Oh, it was an Iowa district that's been run for 46 years by Democrats, is switching red for the first time. But yeah, so it's, I don't know, I just think it's crazy. After that, they're trying to. That SCOTUS denied them, so not a state, rightly so. We have
Good.
another decision by SCOTUS that we'll go over later. Did you see the thing about the Chicago PvP zone?
Oh, really? Is
Yeah.
that the Let's talk about it. To be honest, I haven't looked at a lot of things that's been going on recently, but like, let's talk about it. What happened?
So,
The war zone?
PvP zone. Chicago PvP zone. Look it up.
Oh man, I think PvP is whatever.
So, do you know what PvP stands for?
Is it like, no? PvP stands for what?
Player versus player.
Player versus player. What? Is it like, you know, just Chicago's like everyone's shooting each other, bro?
Yes. So what they have decided to do is, oh wow, is this?
I messed up.
They're actually using the Liberal Hive Minds video. So PvP combat. I will share my screen with you. Okay. All right. So, yeah. Basically, I wish it was like a text and not just a video. But basically, what it's saying is there was some confrontation in Chicago, and five people were arrested, but released with no charges.
What?
Yeah.
What the heck is this?
After one of them committed first degree murder.
What? Dude, that's just... Okay, first of all, that's just messed up. Okay, why is Chicago... Okay, the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, I think that's her. What I do know is Chicago's like it's like a war zone. Like, you're basically like a crime hole, but the mayor refuses to do anything about it, even rejecting help.
So here's the thing, why? They said that because it was mutual combat, because all parties involved wanted to be fighting, they would not be charged.
Dude, what the freak? At least they could have broken up the fighting. That idea to defund the police.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why do you... I don't know why y'all gotta defund the police thing, like, y'all just letting crime be rampant throughout the whole city. Like, what the frick? Come on.
It's a misinterpretation what's, I guess, good for the community instead of just good for one person, you know? And people say, oh, police aren't good for the community, and that's... I really don't think they understand the scope of how dangerous, you know, like, gang violence is in places like this. Like, there was a video of a guy, like, literally driving people around as an Uber driver, and just gunshots started erupting, like, right outside of his car, and he had to, like, duck his head down, you know? What? And he was about to, like, get out of his car, but then you were like, bop, 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 bop. And he's like, nope. Nope. And stays in the car and ducks down again. It's ridiculous what people living there have to go through. You know? That you don't have to go through in other places.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go to Chicago anymore.
Yeah. Dad, don't go to Chicago. You don't need to go to Chicago. It's not that entertaining.
For real? You've been there?
I know it's not. I don't need to go there to know that.
Okay, bro. Okay. Oh, wow.
I mean, you've seen the movies.
What movies?
I don't know. Any movie that has Chicago in it. Yeah. So a little bit about Nancy Pelosi. I know we're kind of jumping all over the place. You know, it's just a lot of small things, I guess. But a little bit Nancy Pelosi. So some of her insider trading is being exposed on TikTok and Twitter. And the reason why, you know, I don't think it's proven that it's insider trading, but she has made so much money off of the stock market.
What?
So much money to the point where people make stock market decisions based on decisions that she makes.
They sell when she sells.
They buy when she buys. They do whatever she does, and they make tons of money. Absolute tons of money doing it. So, I think there's some insider trading, you know? Do you know what insider trading is? Not Zane. Steven?
Insider trading, isn't that more like, you're just like, you know, just like sharing stuff with, like, it's like, other things with like other people, like with like internet and stuff like that. I'm like looking it up. Your yeah. company sucks.
So I'll look it up too. Insider trading. So insider training. Trading. I'm a terrible trading. Person, I'm sorry. Trading is the trading of public company stocks or other securities based on material non-public information about the company. So she's getting non-public information about the company. In various countries, some kinds of trading based on insider information is illegal. This is because it is seen as unfair to other investors who do not have access to the information. I'm assuming what it says, something along those lines at least. So yeah, we've got it's crazy. After that, you know, we've got Kamala Harris hiring child actors for a PR stunt that absolutely blew up in her face. Did you not hear about that?
Hiring child actors. What?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I think she was like, I think there was a video that I watched of Kamala Harris, like, just showing her, like, oh, there's the children or something like that. They're just inspired. But whatever. She's trying to make it all deceptive.
Yeah. Like, so it is, let's see.
Where did these child actors
this video right there.
You know, where did these child actors came from? Like, how?
She had them. I don't know exactly who it was. They had the kids audition for the roles of being surprised. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah. So we've got these kids right here, you know, and she's talking to them about how like they're doing all this stuff for science. And, you know, trying to go to other planets, and it's supposed to be, like, super cool and stuff, and it's all fake. It's all fake, every single bit of it. The kids are fake, what she's saying is fake, she's fake. You've got triple layers of fake, you know? It's like you've got a three-layer bean burrito, but instead of a bean burrito, you got Kamala Harris talking to kids about space.
Oh my gosh, child actors, like, honestly, like, what is wrong with these people?
Like why not have this conversation? And you know what it's for? It's a giant PR stunt. And it's because they know Biden's failing, you know? They know it's not working out. They know that if they don't do something quick to address the PR of our politicians, it's going to turn out very badly for them in 2022 when they need to win seats in Congress in order to make sure they can pass the stuff that they want to pass. Because it's not going to happen. I can already tell you it's not. It's just... Kamala Harris has always had very low approval rating because...
Yeah, we don't like her.
She's... I mean, even us. It's not even just us. It's everybody. Nobody likes her. She's weird. She's disingenuous. Yeah. You know, she talks about, you know, the way she acts as vice president is nowhere near the way she acts as district attorney for California. You know, she imprisoned people regularly for minor offenses, you know, got them to serve jail, got the prison industrial complex its money.
Yep.
And then went on with her day to do it some more. You know, and she's always done that. It's super disingenuous what she's doing now. And people on the left realize that. So yeah. And then after that we've got Reymain in Mexico. So in Missouri, I think it was. Let's look this up. The Reymain in Mexico put back in place. So I'm pretty sure it's the courts in Missouri and Texas. I don't know why Texas or Missouri, but in Mexico. So, U.S. Prepared to restart, remain in Mexico border policy in November. The Biden administration announced Friday it will be prepared to start returning. Here, let me go ahead and share this with... Where is my mouse at? There we go. So, got that going. Hey, be the first to know. Not now. Okay, and then I'll share it with you, Stephen. So... they announced that they're going to be going back to the Remain in Mexico policy, which was a Trump-era policy.
Wow.
That required the 70,000 non-Mexican migrants to wait outside of the U.S. for their asylum hearings. You know, this was stopped. You know, they were allowed to enter the country and have free reign. And, you know, they're all over the place, you know. And, I mean, if they're here as citizens, paying taxes, getting paid $7.50 an hour at least $7.50 an hour, I'm cool with it, you know? But the problem is we've got people here and we're infringing on their rights as human beings, you know?
Mm.
And also, they're kind of taking things from us, you know? Like, our tax dollars are giving them... You know, benefits that some of us aren't even getting. I mean, some of us have to pay for if we don't fall below a certain line. So, I don't know. I'm not a real big fan of it, but I don't think it's fair to be giving it to some people and not all if they're going to be giving it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I cannot, like, just believe this whole, like this whole Mexico remain policy. I'm like, not the policy, so I can't believe that the Biden administration had to go back on it.
Well, of course they did. So Texas and I think it was Texas and Missouri, they were like, yo, they were talking to the Biden administration. They were like, this can't keep going on. Courts in Laredo and Brownsville, Texas, where asylum seekers returned to Mexico would attend hearing on their petitions for U.S. refugee status. Okay, there we go. We've got... I think it just says Texas in this one, but regardless, you know, we have illegal immigrants being shipped all over the country, and this it's not good for them, and it's not good for us.
Exactly. You know? It's not even good, and that these people are allowing it. Come on.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
So I feel like I saved this last one for a reason. So, it came out that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden shared a bank account when Joe Biden was president and Hunter Biden was working in Ukraine.
Oh, and Joe Biden was vice president?
Yeah, I think so.
What the frick? That's pretty sketch. They shared a bank account.
Because as vice president, you're not supposed to be accumulating any wealth.
It's Joe Biden and Hunter Biden share bank account.
Yeah.
Let's look at this. Let's talk more about this. This is like
Yeah. So, and here's the thing. You know, there was all this, there was the scandal with the Ukraine thing. You know, somebody was supposed to be investigating something, and you know, I don't really know. Joe, I'm gonna look up the scandal. You look up the bank account, okay?
Wait, yeah, hold on.
So Ukraine scandal.
Bank account. I'm looking up, like, Biden and son shared the bank account on Newsmax.
Oh, wow, it's called a conspiracy theory.
What?
The Biden-Ukraine conspiracy theory is a series of unevidenced claims centered... on the false allegation that while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, he engaged in corrupt activities relating to the employment of his son, Hunter Biden, by the Ukrainian gas company Burisma. They were spread primarily in an attempt to damage Joe Biden's reputation from the 2020 presidential campaign, United States Intelligence Committee analysis released in March 2021.
Found that proxies... Is that really conspiracy,
though? Yeah. So he worked with the Ukrainian... gas company, and it came out they were sharing a bank account.
Yeah, oh my gosh. It's not a con- what Biden
and this
is saying
and
is
this
not a
company this company got money from the US government while Hunter Biden's or while Joe Biden's son was working there.
Like, guys, Biden.
I'm seeing a little bit of conflict of interest.
Biden set up his son to work in an oil company. Like, isn't that what it is? He
Yeah.
set his son up.
So there, the evidence so far is, you know, a laptop and a hard drive. Hunter Biden's laptop, which at first, you know, people we couldn't talk about. People couldn't talk about it for over a year. Now mainstream media is finally getting to it, and conservatives online are like, we've been talking about this for a while now. You know, this is old
Okay,
news. We knew
yeah.
the laptop was real.
Okay, but first of all, like, I'm gonna say this. Why did we get to this point now? It's like we could have exposed him, like, right now, like, in 2019 at
Because of
least,
big
when
tech
we had.
censorship.
Because,
Big
like,
tech was
another
saying
thing,
no.
Biden was. He did send his son over to an oil
See,
company.
Biden's done a lot of things. I
Yes.
have a I ha I still have a link saved in my Instagram bio that shows him sexually harassing a little girl.
Yeah. But what about the Ukraine thing, though? They blame that on Trump, the quid pro quo.
Yeah, because I mean, so I don't know exactly what happened with the whole Trump thing. I've
Yeah.
heard that he tried to get information about it. I've heard that he tried to put in an investigation for corruption. I don't know. I feel like investigating corruption is a good thing, but if he was trying to use it as blackmail, I don't know. Big thing is, big tech was holding us back. And that's no good. That's
Holding
no
us
good,
back.
'cause this is stuff that,
Wow.
you know, looking at Biden's disapproval rating now, and his 36.4% approval rating with the lowest poll as of right now, that's pretty low. I'm pretty sure that's lower. What was Donald Trump's lowest, what was Donald
Something like
Trump's lowest
38.
approval rating?
I feel like it would be 38, according to the media.
So Donald Trump's lowest approval rating. Oh, darn. Lowest approval rating was 34.
Yeah,
That
he got
sucks.
defamed by because all because he got defamed by the media.
Yeah. And Biden's been having the media's help this entire time, and he's at 36.4.
Should be lower. Biden should be lower.
Yeah. If they were covering Biden like they covered Trump, he'd be lower. So, yeah, and it's I mean, what can you do? What can you do? We can look at the Project 538, though. Always love looking at Project 538.
Oh, really?
Yeah, do you know what Project 538 is?
No, let's 5:30, Project 5:38.
So Project 538,
Oh,
we've
yeah, I
got
think so, yeah. I
let's
looked it up
go
once.
down. How popular is Joe Biden? Okay. So yeah, right now he's got a 49.5% disapproval and 44.8% approval overall. His approval is actually going up, but you never know. You never know. Yes, you can.
Nope.
I'm not seeing the 36, but we do see a lot of. We got a 56, a 56, 55, 57% disapproval, 56% disapproval. Got a 40 approval. 41, 40, and you know, these are the Quinnipiac one, the 38, 53. This was the big one. That was the lowest yet, right there. So it's getting there, folks. And you know, like we said, a lot of polling companies, they're just the tiniest bit biased. The media has been giving him a lot of help these first 10 9, 10 months.
I don't know. Like, I really don't like to lose hope over this kind of stuff because right now Biden just been like just even though like the thing Biden's doing is just destroys, I feel like a lot of people they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And they just allowed all this evil to happen. Especially in New York. Like I'm trying to fight hard, bro. I don't know if you know this, but I stopped wearing my mask. I think I've told you this, but I stopped wearing my mask on the bus. Mm-hmm. I don't wear a mask on the train. And I don't wear a mask on my college campus.
Hey, good for you, man. I mean, if they're not requiring it.
I mean, like, my college, they have signs that says wear a mask, but I just don't follow it. I just don't come
in. I mean, is it an encouragement or is it a requirement for your campus?
I don't know. I think it's...
Because if it's a requirement and they're not saying anything, I mean, boo-hoo for them. You know, if it's encouragement and they're not saying anything, I mean, of course, but still, boo-hoo for them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just feel like masks don't even work anymore. And, like, the things that
You can't say that.
What? What do you mean I can't say that?
You can't say masks don't work.
YouTube is... Dude, YouTube... They're trying to censor our voice. It's like...
Masks work, but they don't prevent the spread of COVID. There we go.
That is just...
Masks work most of the time. Steven.
Come on, man.
Steven.
Don't let YouTube censor you, bro.
Steven, they're not censoring me. I'm not saying they work.
Okay. But then the thing is with the economy, though, it's like...
Oh, yeah, the economy's terrible.
They just, like I said before, like, my liberal friend, he always keeps saying, like, oh, Biden created 3 million new jobs more than your fascist Trump. I'm like, what the frick? The jobs are open because people are getting back to work after the pandemic.
Yeah.
I was like, what the frick is going on, man?
But, yeah.
It's crazy. And so it's like, I really don't want to lose hope over this. Like, we should not let our voices be censored. We should keep speaking out. We should keep fighting for what we believe. But anyways, I don't know. I feel like a lot of Republicans, too, aren't really that trustworthy, in my opinion. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're just as distrustworthy as the Democrats. Because I feel like a lot of them don't seem to want to adhere to conservative values, really.
Yeah.
And, I don't even know what to say, man. This is just, it's gone out of control.
Well, you know, a lot of them are willing to, Democrats and Republicans are a lot closer than we think they are. Most of the time, the things that are different about what they're saying, literally just for votes.
The establishment, yeah.
Yeah, half the time they don't even believe in it.
The establishment, they don't care about us. The establishment,
yeah.
Left and right. I like,
so.
And the thing is, like, we have to come to a point where it's like, we gotta, like I said before, fighting for our values. Like, and as conservatives, we gotta engage on the offense of, like, really fighting for conservatism. If our politicians can't do it for us, then we gotta start fighting for freedom.
Facts.
I mean, look at all the protests happening around the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have people saying, let's go, Brandon. In Rome.
Yeah, so. Brandon is so, yeah, exactly. Brandon is so lovable. Yeah,
yeah, that's, let's go, Brandon.
Brandon is a very popular icon now. Total facts. But honestly, man, what do you have to say about this whole thing? All the news that's going on.
Watch where you're getting your news. You know, don't just look at one source. Look at multiple sources and try and figure out what's going on for yourself. Don't listen to the government 100% of the time, and, you know, if you're going to talk to someone about something, make it someone who knows what's going on, especially when it comes to your medical things. Talk to your doctor.
But yeah. Just talk to your doctor. Yeah, your doctor always has the best advice for everyone.
Yeah. But I think that's going to be it for us. Is it, Steven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There's a lot that we said.
We covered a lot in a shorter amount of time than we usually use. But our normal spiel. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. We're on a couple more places. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Anchor. There's links somewhere for those. But we're also on Audible. And... Yeah. Amazon Music now. So that's great.
Wow.
Another major platform.
I'm surprised that Amazon Music allowed us
to. Yeah, they let us on really quickly too, which is crazy. Wow. It said expect like a 40-hour or 24-hour wait, and I got it like right away, and I was like, oh wow.
I mean, now we just gotta, anyways.
Yeah. Wow. So we're at 23 listeners of the podcast right now. We need to increase that.
Yeah.
So that's 23 unique listeners.
We gotta get the word out, bro.
Yeah. We are 13% of the way to having our videos promoted by YouTube. So.
Right after they censored our last video.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Well, what they do is they do it based on, click rates and, impressions. So right now we're at 1,800 impressions.
Yep.
If we can get that up to 13,000 impressions, our information will, our videos will start getting shared. So, biggest takeaway is listen to the podcasts. They really are nice to just play in the background while you're cleaning, cooking, reading, doing driving. Anything. You could driving anything you're doing where you're focusing on something else. They're nice to just listen to, you know? Watch the videos, share the videos, like the videos. After, if you like them, like the videos and share them with your friends. Comment down below. We love responding to the comments and subscribe. You know?
Yes, subscribe.
Hit the bell if you want. I don't care.
Ding ding.
Ding ding. But yeah. That's gonna be the end of it.
All right.
Well, all right.
To see everybody here, and I would say God bless you, Patriots. Let's keep on fighting hard for America. Keep on fighting hard for freedom in this world, man. Because we need it. We need an ounce of freedom at some point in our lives, man.
Yep.
So, peace out.
Adios.